This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
6 Music.
Tonight from 6, now playing with Tom Robinson. At 4, John Cooper Clarke and The Suit.
BBC Radio 6 Music.
Right now, it's Guy Garvey's Finest Hour.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B, Barry BC, that's who.
Don't take it too slow. You don't have the time for long flirtation. You don't have the time for the least hesitation. Roses all abloom and lilacs all aglow. Honeysuckle bright, shine, shine. I'll get out, I'll get out of your house. Don't you see it's better this way? Don't you see it's better this way? You can't beat her shy. You know the reason why. If you don't go get what you need, something's gonna break on the inside.
The player of that guitar and the owner of that smoky voice and that will-o'-the-wisp style whistle is the one and only Jolie Holland. Not just my featured artist this week, but a guest on the programme. I'm going to be interviewing her in about half an hour's time. I'm Guy Garvey, lead singer of Elbow. I'm in Real World this week, Peter Gabriel's studio in Wiltshire, pre-recording the programme for you a week ahead of broadcast. I'm having a wonderful time. I've made a new friend of an old favourite and a real hero of mine. And yeah, that interview with Jolie coming up in half an hour. The other themes of this week's programme are the fact that it's the end of summer. I thought I'd give you a last blast of summertime and also a continuation of the theme of music involving loops. I've had some more interesting ones through. But without further ado, let's get on with some of that summertime feeling. Here's G Love and Special Sauce with Rhyme for the Summertime. Went to see these guys at Manchester Roadhouse when I was in my early 20s, and what an inspiring gig. I've been thinking a lot about G Love this week because Alex Reeves, who's one of the guys that's been down here playing with me this week, is an amazing drummer. He's fantastic. Never met Alex before. A lovely man and a fantastic artist, and his style is not all, you know, he's very versatile, but his style is not all the all that different to this. G Love and Special Sauce, to celebrate the end of summer, here's Rhyme for the Summertime. Happy Sunday, everyone.
summer, someone with some rays, sunshine blaze. My eyes are kinda glazed, cleaning my coffee, I'm making a call. Wheeling my defensive street with the sex store. So many freaks, geeks, fast, cool cats, and bad girl. I'm that here, yo, lounging in my own world. Your daydreaming girl thinks she's a dancer. Like to catch the host, but my vessel was cancer. I was on my take, I have my fix, and order five rice, egg for one time. The big chicken that I went to meet the mat little. Cool, relaxing, sipping. Sipping wine from the bottom aisle. Fly girl with sauce, from the sewer lost. My garbage that's tossed out of the doors and the windows. Rooftops and buildings, 25 cents a shot. All the freaks know I rhyme for the summertime. Straight up back my blue, digging the scene from the streets I view. Cooler on the black dig, looking for some action. I can't rest till I find satisfaction. 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 Can't rest till I find satisfaction. Can't rest till I find satisfaction. I can't rest till I find satisfaction.
G Love and Special Sauce and Rhyme for the Summertime, an old favourite of all my mates. That it was before, I think it was before everyone went to university that we got into G Love and Special Sauce. All my buddies, that's still something that goes on to roll back the years. Couple of people this week recommending Karen Dalton, Mary. Who just that's it. Mary recommended her. She also said that I helped her paint her bedroom. I think I'd remember manual labour of that nature. Are You Leaving for the Country specifically was recommended by Karen Dalton. No, it's written by Karen Dalton, recommended by Kate Green, who says she has a unique voice. She certainly does. She's amazing. Let's have a listen to Are You Leaving for the Country by Karen Dalton. I love her delivery, and there's odds and ends of her vocal style that have filtered the way through to Jolie Holland's vocal style, which is another reason I picked her. And we'll be talking to Jolie in a little while. Let's listen to Karen Dalton's Are You Leaving for the Country?
Are you leaving for the country? Down, leave the iron clown behind and feel the circus moving on. Are you leaving for the country? I know a little country town where dogs are sleeping in the cold and the fire
down. Leave the iron clown behind and feel the circus moving on.
Karen Dalton's Are You Leaving for the Country. Kate Green's recommendation. If you have a song for Guy recommendation, it's guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. That's also the address if you want to abuse me or compliment me or anything you want. guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. I don't think I mentioned at the beginning of the programme that the Beccapedia would be joining us, but she always does. And here she is. Now then.
Now then. It's impossible to estimate the impact of apartheid in South Africa on music in the wider world. All artistic freedom was stopped at the border, as if there was a silent cultural void at the heart of the world map. For those musicians caught in the middle, it must have been incredibly sad to have to make the choice between staying and risking persecution, displacement or worse, and facing a life in exile. Of those who stayed, many were silent for years. But for those who left, despite being creatively fulfilling, it was a life without the roots of family, far from home. Lemmy Special was one of those who got out. In the years before Sharpeville plunged the country into its darkest period, his was the sound which introduced the world to music from the townships in a pop jazz stroll-along piece from 1958 called See You Later. It's a lively interaction between composer Dan Hill's saxophone and Lemmy's tin whistle, which he plays with the skill and wit which would later distinguish him as a superb saxophonist. That he had to leave the country to thrive as a musician, and that countless people who stayed were essentially invisible to the outside world for almost 50 years, is a crying shame. But that music endured, and artists survived the worst the regime had to offer, is not only life-affirming, it's truly miraculous. And why am I telling you this? Because you need to know. Thank you.
the Beckopedia, isn't she wonderful?
It's coming.
An unmissable BBC music performance.
Tuesday, the 7th of October.
Across the BBC.
Charlie Jupiter, it's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
Mark Fox has been in touch, and on the subject of loops in music, we did a loop special recently, and we have, if you like, an overflow of suggestions in this programme. He says, to my mind, a loop that changed the face of music at the time was Loaded by Primal Scream. The original track, I'm Losing More Than I'll Ever Have, is a corker in its own right, but Loaded is built off the last minute or so of that track. He also says the best version in his mind is the Terry Farley remix. Well, I'll play that for you, Mark. If you have a song for Guy recommendation, it's guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. This song, very definitely marking my 19th, 20th year. I think you're right, Mark. It really did change the face of music. Primal Scream's Loaded, the Terry Farley mix. Alison in Leeds has been in touch with a song for Guy recommendation. She says she'd love to hear TC and the Honey Bear by John Grant. We toured with John this summer. I meant to bring you an interview with him, and I might get my opportunity as he's touring the UK this autumn. She says it's hard to beat his beautiful, rich baritone voice, gorgeously laid musical arrangements and heartbreaking lyrics. He's a tremendous man, is John. He's managing HIV, which is a really tricky regime of very specific drugs taken at specific times a day. To try and do anything regular when you're on the road is very difficult, and he manages it beautifully, surrounded by people who love him very much, which tell me that he never lets it get the better of him. He told me that he does get grumpy from time to time when we were playing together at the Sasquatch Festival in Washington State. But given the amount of love surrounding him and his band and crew, I don't believe that for a second. My friend John Grant with TC and the Honey Bear. Thanks for Alison in Leeds' recommendation.
TC and his honey bear, the world will not stop moving. For rendezvous and longing stares, and hearts that won't stop burning. Before that honey bear had given up, felt so sad and lonely. Then one night he looked up and he saw his one and only. When TC came on to the scene, he entered in on brought butterflies of crimson, red, and emerald green. Before TC Honey Bear was waiting for him patiently. TC took his fear away. We'll be right back.
John Grant and TC and the Honey Bear, a Song for Guy recommendation from Alison in Leeds. One of the themes of this week's programme, alongside loops in music, is summer. It's the end of summer, and I thought I'd cheer you up a bit with some summer-related music just to say a farewell to a pretty good one. You never know, it might last a little bit longer. But it's feeling pretty autumnal here in Wiltshire, where I've been recording for the past week. I'm going to be talking to Jolie Holland shortly, an interview that I've made with her, and playing a bunch of music that she has both written and recommended to me this week. We've been playing each other a lot of stuff while we've been working on a song together, which I'm very, very proud of. It's coming together great. Here's Henry Mancini. This song is the barbecue scene from Sexy Beast, as well as the beach party scene at Jackie Treehorn's place in the Big Lebowski. It's an amazing piece of music. It's from a collection. This copy is from a collection called Summer Breeze. So there you go. That's how I found it in my collection. Henry Mancini's Lujon. Everyone, get lounge.
Radio.
Six Music.
BBC News at 2:30. I'm Harvey Cook. David Cameron's condemned the defection of the Conservative MP Mark Reckless to UKIP. He said it was frustrating, counterproductive and rather senseless. Meanwhile, the Conservative MP Brooks Newmark has said he has no one to blame but himself for the episode that's resulted in his resignation as a minister. He said he'd been a complete fool to send explicit photos of himself to an undercover reporter posing as a female party activist. The Conservative backbencher Mark Field says Mr. Newmark will bounce back.
Newspapers are tomorrow's chip paper to a large extent, and actually people will have forgotten either that he was involved in it or will have thought it was someone else. But it will be, obviously, it will be difficult and unpleasant. Given that he's got a family, he's married and he's got five grown-up children now.
The Prime Minister has said he'll never again disclose details of his conversations with the Queen after he was overheard saying she'd purred when he told her that Scotland had rejected independence. Mr. Cameron said he was extremely sorry and very embarrassed. Hong Kong police have used tear gas to try to clear huge crowds of pro-democracy demonstrators. The protesters want a fully free election for the next chief executive in 2017. Siegfried Sin, who's a student at the Chinese University of Hong Kong, described what happened.
What I heard is a loud bang, and then I saw smoke, and then I heard another bang with another batch of smoke coming out. I saw a lot of people running and screaming, and as a medical helper, I helped to rinse their eyes and also to take care of the sick.
Rescue workers in Japan have been forced to suspend their operation to recover the bodies of 30 people who died when a volcano unexpectedly erupted. Officials say the teams on Mount Ontake were unable to cope with the rising levels of sulfurous gas. And the Kenyan runner Dennis Kimeto has broken the marathon world record in Berlin. He won the race in a time of 2 hours, 2 minutes and 57 seconds. And that's the BBC News. I'm back with more at 3:30.
This is Six Music.
This is
BBC Radio
Six Music.
People, I've been misled, and I've been afraid. I've been hit in the head, I'm left for dead. I've been abused, and I've been accused. I've been refused a piece of bread, but I ain't never had my life before seen so many love affairs go wrong as I do today, so I want you to stop, find out what's wrong. I'm getting right, or just leave love alone, because the love get it out of town. I've been taken outside, and I've been brutalized, and I had to always be the one to smile and apologize, but I ain't never. Find out what's wrong.
to get out of town, but I ain't never had my life before. Seen so many love affairs go wrong as I do today, so I want you to stop. Find out what's wrong and get it right, or just leave love alone.
Because the love that you saved today
ain't very well.
As you probably hear, I'm outside. I've come outside to have a chat with Jolie Holland, who for the last few days has been in the studio here in Real World, helping me out with my record, along with our friends Pete Jobson, Nathan Sudders, Alex Reeves, who I've never worked with before, who's a marvellous drummer, and of course our very own Danny Evans on the faders. Jolie, it's been an absolute pleasure getting to know you a little bit and writing music with you, and you've played me some amazing music over the last few days. Anyone who's a regular listener to the show will know that I'm a huge fan of your work. We just heard The Love You Save from Wine Dark Sea, your last record. Tell me about the duet. Tell me about who you're singing with there.
That's the great Chanticleer True, who's also known as Stefan Barthé. And I don't know, Chanticleer is just, he's one of the most beautiful people that you might ever see.
Mm-hmm.
He's just, he's so gorgeous, and an incredible singer. And his band, Magic Mouth, I think of them as like a garage band fronted by a great soul singer.
Mm. And it's a long friendship with him?
No, he just recently befriended me. It's been so great. I was living in Portland, Oregon for a little while, and he's been there for a while.
So you've lived all over the place in the last few years.
Yeah, I was in New York for 6 years straight, and then I took a few months off from New York and went out to the West Coast.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't like it all that much.
What was it that put you off?
I guess I'm just used to the big cities now.
Mm-hmm.
I think Portland, Oregon is the smallest city I ever tried to live.
It's got a funny vibe, Portland. I really like the place. But yeah, I know what you mean. It feels like it's got a pretty small music community, or rather a very tight, small, insular music community. Put it this way, last time I was in Portland, I saw 5 guys that I've met over the years in different parts of the world that have all settled there from different bands.
Mm-hmm.
Including Andy from Lifter Experience and Jason from Granddaddy. And
cool.
Yeah, it was good in that respect, but you prefer a big sprawl with options for people watching and such.
I just enjoy being ignored. Portland, it was just funny being recognized at the grocery store, and it was just weird. I wasn't used to a smaller town.
I got recognized in the sleepy village of Box yesterday, which is, I was really glad, happened in your company, you know what I mean? Walking down the street with one of my heroes, and I get recognized.
Aww.
Felt pretty good. It was good timing.
Nobody's going to recognize me.
tell us about this next song we're going to hear. You've played me this, and it's amazing, but another friend of yours, tell us about Sonny.
Yeah, Sonny Smith. I met him when I was living in San Francisco. I watched him go from being, in my opinion, kind of an awkward songwriter to being really stunning. So Sonny was kind of a hero of mine in a way, like that you can work on things and you can get better. 'Cause he was just, you know, he was just like the wonder kind with the glimmers of genius. And then he made, in my opinion, you know, a perfect record called Tomorrow Is All Right. But this this song, Mario, it's like it's one of the secret unknown hits, you know? It's like a number one hit in other dimensions.
That's the perfect introduction. Sonny Smith with Mario.
Another man. Oh, I hope it's not true. If he leaves me now, I don't know what I'll do. I stick a dagger in the heart of the fool that tries to take my man. I stick a dagger in the heart of the fool that tries to take my man. Oh, 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 Mario. Pick me right up off the street. What was I? Just a lonesome queen. If he leaves me now, I guess I gotta take back all my things. I stick a dagger in the heart of the fool that tries to take my man. I stick a dagger in the heart of the fool that tries to take my man.
Say goodbye to you, Mario.
It's got something of Jonathan Richman in there. Do you feel that?
Yeah, that cute,
yeah,
kind of self-consciousness.
Mm.
But it's interesting how he's just doing this other character. It's so literary.
Mm. I love it. I'm sure it is going to be a smash now among six music listeners anyway. Now, it was Sonny Smith with Mario. I'm here with my guest and friend, Jolie Holland, who's been contributing to my first side project outside of Elbow that I've ever done. It's been a bizarre experience, actually. I've produced records for the people before, and, of course, my work with Elbow I've been doing for a long time. But it's been very strange, sort of. I have to admit to not really being allowed any time off being a strange thing. If the studio's open and there's people in it, I'm the only person who has to be there.
Right.
Yeah, so that's something I wasn't preparing myself for. I've actually had to do some work. No sloping off to think in the trees.
What else is strange about it?
The other thing that's strange is I'm usually... when I'm producing someone else's record, so I've worked with Pete Jobson before and I am Klutz Records, I tend to be a buoyancy aid to everyone else in the room. I tend to make sure that the session is fun.
Mm-hmm.
And I do that with Elbow as well. They might disagree with me, but I like to think I keep the atmosphere positive and the tempo up. But if you're thinking of your next move constantly, if you're having to concentrate on everything that's happening,
mm-hmm.
You've got less time to clown about. So that's the other thing I've found. Although you and I managed to have a laugh this weekend, didn't we?
We've had a wonderful time. It's been amazing.
Yeah, it has been great, Jolie. Let's hear another one of yours. You've chosen All the Love. Tell us about this song.
This song is in response to the first song of mine that we played. The first song was the only cover on my newest record, Wine Dark Sea. So... And that's by this guy, Joe Tex, and it's like a civil era, it's a civil rights era love song. So it references all, you know, these like kind of social struggles and how horrible they are. Mm-hmm. All this, you know, police brutality and mm-hmm. and all this stuff. And then it says, you know, but what's actually worse? What's actually worse than all these other things is all you people not treating each other right in romantic situations. Mm-hmm. So just stop it. So that's what that first song is kind of about. Mm. And then my song uses kind of some similar language.
Mm.
And basically the gist of my song is, I'm trying, I'm trying, I'm trying.
I love it. It's Jolie Holland's All the Love from the album Wine Dark Sea. And here it is.
I'm sailing all ever had for you. I'm saving all my love. I'm not gonna lose. I'm not gonna lose my love. I'm not gonna. Rattlesnake inside the box on an old top there on the stand. Rose soaking in cherry wine. And if you ever come back here again, I got it for you. Could give it a minute or a year. I got it for you. I'm not gonna lose. I won't lose my love. I won't lose my love. I won't lose my love.
That was All the Love by Jolie Holland from her album Wine Dark Sea, which is a beautiful piece of work. We're sat together on a sun-kissed lawn in Wiltshire at the Real World Studios, where we've been working this weekend. We've been writing a song together, which has been loads of fun. We've still got to finish it, actually, in the next hour and a half before Jolie has to fly off to Paris to do a gig, first in a series of gigs that will have come to pass by the time the show is broadcast because of my disorganisation.
I can't believe I have to leave you.
I know. It's, I know. Danny will be here tonight. I won't be on my own for too long. But no, it's been so lovely hanging out with you and working with you. A dream of mine come true.
Six Music Live.
I love orchestras. I've always wanted to have big orchestras on my albums, and you can never afford it. So it's going to be amazing to see what that's like in the live setting. Hi, this is John Grant, and on Friday, October 3rd, I'll be performing live in Salford with the BBC Philharmonic Orchestra. I'm just honored and excited and nervous. I think it's going to be really fun. One might even use the word magical, even though that's a bit too optimistic for one such as I.
Six Six Music Live, John Grant and the BBC Philharmonic Orchestra.
Next Friday night at 7.
On BBC Radio
6. Music.
Thank goodness for hydrostatic equilibrium. Oh, and Guy Garvey's Finest Hour on Six Music.
Let's hear about your last song. This is a friend of yours, another friend of yours.
Yeah, this is Jan Bell off of a record of hers called Songs for Love Drunk Sinners, which is produced by Samantha Parton. I think it's a really amazing record. And this song features our friend Elias Kahn singing wordlessly.
He's of the Qawwali tradition.
That's what I heard. He and I never talked about it, but I heard that his family is, he has Qawwali singers in his family.
That's amazing. I'd like to thank you for the past few days of your life down here in Real World. Thanks for coming and assisting me in my first solo venture.
Thank you for the last few days of my life.
the boys all fell for Jolie. Everybody loves her to bits. She's a wonderful person. It's great to meet somebody who I admire so much and find out they're such a lovely human being. Thank you so much, Jolie.
Thank you so much.
Years or so.
sigh of the cold, grown wistful of a former earth, it might recall.
Six.
This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
Guy Garvey, the right side of the celestial equator.
and Morning. What a beautiful song. I'm Guy Garvey, lead singer of Elbow, with you for another hour. I'm going to play you a tune now that's along the theme of loops, which has been a two-programme theme, very successful one. Alan Booth got in touch and he said, one of my favourite loops is the song You by People Under the Stairs from their massively underrated album Stepfather. You can tell it must have been difficult to capture because the song starts really abruptly, a bit like if you copied it off a mix album, but I think it's better. I can't recall there being any colourful language, but it'd be worth checking out. Well, my production unit will do that for me in Salford because they're meticulous like that. This song, yeah, they've built the entire lyric around the sample that they chose. The word you happens every few bars and they've created the song around it. It's a really innovative early sample culture example. It's the People Under the Stairs. It's a song for Guy recommendation from Alan Booth and it's You.
Taking the trouble, supporting labels and loving real rap. DJs do it for know I be doing it, you know I be getting it. Be funking to the last of my days so I can give it to keep the dance floor going, be showing body movements. B-boys doing it fluid, I'm rocking, yo, we make this for. Be getting busy with you, be loving the beat. We taking the money, ripping microphones on the stage for. Be taking risks, fat a cap, mean stricken through the street all weekend. Freaking hand styles, all city it's. Know where we from, the place under the sun where they be packing them guns and we laid it on the one. Ran out of money but kept digging for breaks. Filling your crates, sealing history, listening to music. Cause in everybody, let's rock, rock the party and rock the body, body. They created hip hop for people in the back, you people to the side, you people in the front. People in the back, you people to the side, you people in the front. People in the back, you people to the side, you people in the front. People in the back, you people to the side, you people in the front. Work 9 to 5, for family and survive the life you lead. Us for you cease to have the better one we make it for. Tried to down the people under the stairs, but wasn't prepared when you heard we wouldn't stop. We was coming for. Deserve applies, girl, doing for self. Got a job here and don't need no man to step and help. I'm so proud of. Just stay checking every time. A new sensation, a rhyme and a rhythm every time. Best made it for. Got my back, true definition of a friend. House party, road tripping, never end. You know I send this to. Can't deny the ladies love the pee. They deserve the pee. At home, girls, all I need is always support the things we do. I imagine your crew getting blended to this new P and Shirley is made for. Can run the tale, everybody in sight. The two producers came together once again. We was thinking of people in the back, you people to the side, you people in the front. People in the back, you people to the side, you people in the front. People in the back, you people to the side, you people in the front. People in the back, you people to the side, you people in the front. Pump it up.
You by the People Under the Stairs. I love it. Thank you very much to Alan Booth for that recommendation. Here are the Preservation Hall Jazz Band, and that's it! Exclamation mark. When we called our album, a couple of records ago, we wrote an album called Build a Rocket Boys, and I put an exclamation mark at the end, last minute. I neglected to put a comma in the middle of it, which upset a lot of people. Particularly journalists. In fact, it led to an article in The Guardian about records that had exclamation marks at the end of the title. Anyway, That's It! Exclamation mark is the name of the song and the album by the Preservation Hall Jazz Band. This is great. Ah. Preservation Hall Jazz Band, and that's it! Exclamation mark.
Six Music.
Welcome to the BBC introducing Mixtape. 60 minutes of top tunes every week by some of the finest artists you've never heard of. A big part of my passion for this is the fact that I was 30 years on the road as a recording artist myself. I banged at the doors of the BBC because if the BBC didn't play you on the radio, nobody would ever get to hear your music. BBC Introducing turns that on its head. It lets down the ladder to the people who don't have insider contacts or a plug. All you have to be is good. Music that just smacks you around the ears. If we like it, we play it. The BBC Introducing Mixtape.
With Tom Robinson.
Six Music.
Supporting unsigned, undiscovered and under-the-radar musicians.
Download it now at the Six Music website.
Guy Garvey on Six.
A circumpolar star, if ever I saw one.
I'm going to play this one by Bob Dylan. I covered it in Tennessee with an all-star band behind me, including Richard Hawley and Spooner Oldham on the keys. I didn't play the song so that I could show off, but I have anyway.
Lay, 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 lay. Lay across my big breast bed. Lay, lady, lay. Lay across my big breast bed. Whatever colors you have in your mind, I show them to you and you see them shine. Lay, lady, lay. Lay across my big breast bed. Stay, lady, stay. Stay with your man a while. Until the break of day, let me see you make 'em smile. His clothes are dirty, but his hands are clean. And you're the best thing that he's ever seen. Stay, lady, stay. Stay with your man a while. Why wait any longer for the world to begin? You can have your cake and eat it too. Why wait any longer for the one you love when he's standing in front of you? Lay, lay, lay. Lay across my big breast bed. Stay, lady, stay. Stay while the night is still ahead. I long to see you in the morning light. I long to reach for you in the night. Stay, lady, stay. Stay while the night is still ahead.
Bob Dylan and Lay, Lady, Lay. Time now for another Loop recommendation. Eric B and Rakim's Paid in Full has been recommended by Justin Deluz, which is a good name, isn't it? He says, I think it's really difficult to nominate a favourite loop from all the hundreds of samples that have been used over the years, but one of the best has to be from Ashley Roach Clip by The Soul Searchers. The drum break about two-thirds in has been extensively sampled, but none to better effect than Eric B and Rakim on their tune Paid in Full. On Paid in Full, there's also a bassline sample, which I'll leave it to your listeners to guess where taken from. Well, that's fantastic. Thank you very much. Do get in touch if you know where this bass line's from. I love the singing on this tune. It fits beautifully. It's Eric B and Rakim. It reminds me of many years ago, and it's a really good loop recommendation from Justin Deluz. It's Paid in Full.
This is a journey into sound. This is a journey into sound. A journey which along the way will bring to you new color, new dimension, new value.
When all is ready, I throw this switch.
Pump up the volume, pump up the volume.
Pump that bass.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin from our on-the-spot passport.
Oh my gosh, the music just turns me on.
Thinking of a master plan.
Death with the record, death with the record.
Thinking of a master plan.
Death with the record, death with the record.
Thinking of a master plan. This ain't nothing but sweat inside my hands. So I dig into my pocket, all my money spent. So I get deeper, but still coming up with lint. So I start my mission, leave my residence. Thinking how could I get some dead presidents. I need money, I used to be a stick up kid. So I think of all the devious things I did. I used to roll up, this is a hole up. Ain't nothing funny, stop smiling. You still don't nothing move but the money. But now I learn to earn cause I'm righteous. I feel great, so maybe I might just search for a 9 to 5. If I strive, then maybe I'll stay alive. So I walk up the street, whistling this. Feeling out of place, cause man do I miss. A pen and a paper, a stereo, a taper. Me and Eric being a nice big plate of fish, which is my favorite dish. But without no money, it's still a wish. Cause I don't like to dream about getting paid. So I dig into the books of the rhymes that I made. So now to test to see if I got pulled. Hit the studio, cause I'm paid in full. Pump up the volume, pump up the volume.
Wait a minute, you better talk to my mother.
Eric B and Rakim and Paid in Full. One of the themes of the programme this week to celebrate the end of the summer is exactly that, is summer. This next tune is that summer feeling. I mentioned Jonathan Richman when I was interviewing interviewing my guest this week, Jolie Holland, earlier on. I thought, why not play a little bit of that to draw the comparisons between Sonny Smith and him that I was talking about. This is a really wistful, lovely thing, and a good example of why Jonathan Richman is a lot like Sonny Smith. It's called That Summer Feeling, and it goes like this.
That summer feeling, that summer feeling, that summer feeling. When there's things to do, not because you gotta. When you run for love, not because you oughta. When you trust your friends with no reason nada. The joy I've named shall not be tamed. and that summer feeling is gonna haunt you one day in your life. When the cool of the pond makes you drop down on it, when the smell of the lawn makes you flop down on it, when the teenage car gets the cop down on it, that time is here for one more year, and that summer feeling is gonna haunt you one day in your life.
Summer feeling, summer feeling, summer feeling.
If you've forgotten what I'm naming, you're gonna long to reclaim it one day, because that summer feeling is gonna haunt you one day in your life.
Summer feeling, summer feeling.
And if you wait until you're older, a sad resentment will smolder one day, and then that summer feeling's gonna haunt you, and that summer feeling's gonna taunt you, and then that summer feeling is going to hurt you one day in your life.
Summer feeling, summer feeling, summer feeling.
When even fourth grade starts looking good, which you hated, and first grade's looking good too, overrated, and you boys long for some little girl that you dated. Do you long for her or for the way you were? That summer feeling is gonna haunt you one day in your life.
Summer feeling, summer feeling, summer feeling.
When the Oldsmobile has got the top down on it, when the catamaran has got the drop down on it, when the flat of the land has got the crop down on it. Some things were good before and some things never were, but that summer feeling is gonna haunt you one day in your life.
Summer feeling, summer feeling, summer feeling.
Well, when your friends are in town and they've got time for you, when you and them are hanging around and they don't ignore you, when you say what you will and they still adore you, is that not appealing? It's that summer feeling. That summer feeling is gonna haunt you one day in your life.
Summer feeling, summer feeling, summer feeling.
It's gonna haunt you. It's gonna taunt you.
Summer feeling.
You're gonna want this feeling inside
feeling.
One more time.
Summer feeling.
It's gonna haunt you.
Summer feeling.
It's gonna taunt you.
Summer feeling.
You're gonna want this feeling inside. One more time, one more thing. When you're hanging around the park with a water fountain, and there's a little girl with the dirty ankles, cause she's on the switch and all the dust is kicking up, and you remember the ankle locking and the way she flirted with you for all this time, how come?
Time now for the news. Wasn't very good.
Music. This is BBC Radio
6 Music.
BBC News at 3:30. I'm Harvey Cook. The Conservative leadership has launched a scathing attack on the Tory MP Mark Reckless, who defected to UKIP just as the party was gathering for its last conference before the next election. The Tory chairman, Grant Shapps, couldn't hide his anger when he opened the gathering in Birmingham. He said they'd all been betrayed.
We have been let down by somebody who has repeatedly lied to his constituents and to you, who said one thing and then did another. Last month, He looked us in the eye and he said, only our Prime Minister could secure a say for the British people on Europe. Last week, he insisted he would be campaigning for an outright Conservative majority. He lied and lied and lied again.
The Conservative MP Brooks Newmark, who resigned as Minister for Civil Society over a newspaper story about his private life, has said he acted like a complete fool and has only himself to blame. He sent an explicit photo of himself to a reporter posing as a female Conservative Party activist. Police in Hong Kong have used tear gas against thousands of pro-democracy protesters who are trying to occupy the city centre. Hong Kong's chief executive has declared the protest illegal, but Martin Lee of the Democratic Party says people are determined to win more freedom.
The message is Hong Kong people love democracy. They believe democracy is good for Hong Kong and certainly good for China. And they are prepared to sacrifice their comfort, their freedom, for the sake of themselves and their children and their children's children.
Iraqi security sources say they've recaptured a dam near the border with Iran following clashes with Islamic State militants. They also say American-led airstrikes have hit jihadists in the city of Mosul, leaving 18 fighters dead and dozens injured. And sport in the Premier League, West Brom take on Burnley at 4, and in the Ryder Cup, it's Europe 12, USA 6. That's BBC News. I'm back with more at 4:30.
This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
6 Music.
6 Music.
Guy Garvey's finest hour. Listening is doing your duty.
I need to laugh, and when the sun is out, I've got something I can laugh about. I feel good in a special way. I'm in love and it's a sunny day. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. We take a walk. The sun is shining down, burns my feet as they touch the ground. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Then we lie beneath the shady tree. I love her and she's loving me. She feels good, she knows she's looking fine. I'm so proud to know that she is mine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine.
There's them there, Beagles. From Revolver, that's Good Day Sunshine, in keeping with our theme this week of the end of summer. It's funny what you play to somebody who you've never met before. Jolie Holland and I have spent the last 4 days together working on a song, which is going really well. We didn't quite finish it, but we're nearly there. She's got a UK tour this week. Well, it will have almost finished by the time this programme goes out. What a wonderful girl. I found myself playing at all sorts of things. I'm not sure how familiar she was with all of Elbow's back catalogue. So odds and ends from there when we were talking about the style of writing that we're doing. But mostly other people's stuff. She played me those tunes that I played you in the last hour. We talked a lot about Nina Simone. And I mentioned Paddy McAloon. He's a very underrated lyricist. And I played her this song. I usually only play this when I'm broadcasting this programme from Dublin, but I thought I'd break with tradition and give it a whirl now from Wiltshire. It's Prefab Sprout, it's Dublin, and if you're in Dublin listening, lots of love to you.
Mm-hmm.
does not adore the sound of music in the names of towns. To build a city on such picturesque ground, that takes some sort of flair. We draw a line, the ink is fear. You stay that side, we'll stay here. It's far harder to keep it up than to tear it down. Does it take you back to the kind of world hindsight calls the good old days? Now that there's no room in an Einstein world for simple cause and effect, Dublin, Dublin, home of pretty Colleens, Dublin, Dublin. Of such bitter dreams. Behind the soft and peachy skin, where DNA or God begins, where sub-Gaelic rot sets in, with stories from your mother in myths and less exalted forms. The heady cocktail glory is born. You know it's not a bottle storm. So why do you indulge it? Dublin, Dublin, home of pretty Colleens, Dublin, Dublin. Of such bitter dreams. That's what my mother told me when I was about knee high. That's what my mother told me when I was about knee high. That's what my mother told me when I was about knee high. That's what my mother told me.
Prefab Sprout in Dublin. A beautiful lyric on that. So I mentioned that I recommended that song to Jolie Holland. She was really touched by its sentiment. And as I mentioned before, we were talking about Nina Simone an awful lot. And then, as coincidence would have it, this song came on random on my iPod the following morning. It's Nina Simone's Cinnamon. And I remember that Tim Robbins chose this as a Desert Island disc. So let's have him introduce the song. I'm going to play it in full, in all of its 10-minute glory, because it's a beautiful piece of work, and it's the kind of piece of music that needs to be played in full to be really appreciated. Perfect Sunday music, if you ask me. Turn up, witness, and allow yourself to be folded up and swallowed by Nina Simone's Cinnamon, introduced by R. Kirsty and Tim Robbins.
What kind of a little boy were you? How would you describe yourself?
As a normal kid, I was a bit of a show-off, you know. It's the youngest of four. So I needed my attention too.
Your brother David, who you've gone on to work with, once said of you, whether it was street theatre or street hockey, he was always very focused. Is he right?
Yes, I was. My father thought that was the case from birth. He thought I was a very, very serious old man when I was born.
More on that in a second. For now, let's hear some more music. What's disc number two, Tim?
This is Nina Simone singing Cinnamon. It was a song that my son actually reminded me of. He put it in a little film that he made, I think when he was about 14 or 15 years old. And I remember thinking, wow, I think I've done something right here raising this kid, because he's got really good taste in music.
Where you gonna run to? All on that day, will I run to the rock? Please hide me and run to the rock. Please hide me and run to the rock. Please hide me, Lord, all on that day. But the rock cried out, I can't hide you, the rock cried out. I can't hide you, the rock cried out. I ain't gonna hide you down. All on that day, I said, Rock, what's the matter with you, Rock? Don't you see I need you, Rock? Lord, Lord, Lord. All on that day, so I ran to the river. It was bleeding around to the sea. It was bleeding around to the sea. It was bleeding. All on that day, so I ran to the river. It was boiling around to the sea. It was boiling around to the sea. It was boiling all on that day. So I ran to the Lord. Please help me, Lord. Don't you see me praying? Don't you see me down here praying? But the Lord. Go to the devil, the Lord said.
see. It was boiling around the sea. It was boiling all on the bay. So I ran to the Lord. I said, Lord, pardon me. Please pardon me. Please help me all on that day. He said, child, where were you when you ought to have been praying? Said, Lord, Lord, hear me praying, Lord, Lord, hear me praying, Lord, Lord, hear me praying all on that day. Said, a man, you ought to be praying, ought to be praying. Said, a man, ought to be praying all on that day. I cried, power, 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 down, power, down, down, power, power, power,
don't you know I need you, Lord? Don't you know that I need you? Don't you know that I need you? Power! Woots!
Isn't that extraordinary? I'm not sure there are many recordings like that of anybody's music. Nina Simone's Cinnamon, introduced by Tim Robbins, who picked it as one of his Desert Island discs. Unsurprisingly, Nina nearly made it on my list. Worth mentioning that Jolie did. My guest this week, Jolie Holland, was one of my Desert Island discs, doing Wandering Angus, which is a William Butler Yeats poem, which I absolutely love, set to music. Jolie did a great job of that.
Got a brand new suit, got a brand new tie, got a brand new twinkle in my eye.
BBC 4 and 6 Music take you behind the scenes of the love affair between music
and fashion.
This afternoon on Six Music, John Cooper Clarke explores what makes the suit so tailored for music.
What does every man look at first?
With a bespoke music collection for those who used it to shape their own identity, I'll look at how this costume of authority has endured through rock and roll, rebellion and reinvention in music.
John Cooper Clarke and The Suit.
Part of the Sound of Style season. Today at 4 p.m. on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Mantraluna. Mantraluna.
On with the summer theme, Dorothy Collum from Manchester are good people. I see him around town. This is called Sketch for the Summer, and it's a really beautiful, wistful little thing. Dorothy Collum's Sketch for the Summer. I'm going to play a song now by Here We Go Magic. I know I'm always playing this band, but that's because I'm always listening to them because they're always amazing. The record, if you don't own it, is A Different Ship, produced by Radiohead's Nigel Godrich. It is just such a beautiful record. Buy A Different Ship. If you need further convincing, I don't think I've played this one on the show for a long time. This is Miracle of Mary. Some great images in this, and just a really beautiful song. I hope you've got bass on your radio, because the bass is very important to this one. Once again, it's Here We Go Magic and Miracle of Mary.
Something that
Well, that's all we have time for another week. Thank you so much to everybody who helps make the programme back in Salford. Thanks to everybody here at Real World that's made us all so comfortable this week. And a special big thanks to the wonderful Jolie Holland. Thank you very much. Thanks to the Beckopedia, thanks to Michelle, thanks to Peter. It sounds like I'm accepting an award. I'm going to have a pint in half an hour, so let's see it as an acceptance of that award. It just remains for me to say good afternoon, Mrs. Harrington, and let's finish with a summery theme, eh? This is Don Byers and Summertime. Thank you.